Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of October 2018, and this is the 893rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting at my desk. It's late afternoon. I have some tea in front of me, and I have a picture of my friend who just died, who's just has this beautiful face, and it's lovely kind of having her company at my desk. And it's interesting because I guess normally I would not have thought about her while sitting here and working, but now she's just a lovely presence. As I said, it's late afternoon and I'm going to have a writer's cave here tonight, so I need to get up from this spot quite soon and make sure my kitchen is a bit more respectable than it now is. It's been a really hot day, well, hot for now, and hot in context, it's been 26, and I think it's probably still in the mid-20s. And a bit of a shock after the cooler weather, although it did already start to warm up yesterday. And I washed my sheets today and put them out, and so they are sun-dried, so that'll be really lovely. I've made my bed, and I'm looking forward to having that at the end of a big writing session. Tuesdays are the beginning of the course week, and of course it's normally when I would start the week properly anyway. So I've just been looking through what we're required to do this week, and I think I've chosen the text that I want to work on, and so I may start with that, although it's not really quite what I want to do tonight. So I hope to maybe give that half an hour and then spend the other 2.5 doing something else, working on the plan again. This isn't going to be a long podcast. Thank you so much to those of you who, Katie and Judy, who commented on the podcast yesterday. It was really lovely being up there and knowing you were walking with me, because I know that I've walked with you in bits with all of you, and I think that's the first time I've really done the whole loop with you. And it did make for a much, much longer podcast. And yes, I do hope to be doing some recordings when I'm travelling. They probably won't be daily. They will be a bit more if and when. If and when it feels like a good time to be recording, and if and when I have access to uploading facilities. I think there may be some places where I'll be off the internet altogether, so it won't be then. Although I may, if I want to do recordings and there isn't, I can't get Wi-Fi, I may from time to time just do the recordings and upload them after the event. It's been a quietish day today. I think because it's been so warm, I've been slightly slightly sitting and sort of waiting for it to cool down, which is silly. I need to embrace it a bit more. I find it very difficult to change from wearing what sort of swaddling clothes for the winter into wearing things that are cool, so I quite often wear clothes that are much too warm when it starts to get hotter, and of course that just makes it even less comfortable for me. So I did venture into into cooler trousers and no jumper, but really it's shirt time if it's going to be this warm. I'm just listening to, I can hear some birds. I can't hear them in the morning anymore when I get up, and I don't know whether that's because I imagine the babies are now getting into teenagehood, so there's no need for too much chirping. But in the afternoon, I don't know. And this morning, I've just opened the door, and I can hear them now, and you might be able to hear them in the distance. This morning I was standing here and I was looking up at the edge of my eave, and a bird suddenly looked down at me. So it must have been sitting on my on the gutter and was just bending down, beak downwards. So we had a little stare at each other. It was a pigeon. It's really funny. I find myself laughing, I hope, with it. I hope it didn't think it was at it. I know that I'm really in quite a lot of denial about preparing to go. Yesterday I sort of drew out a structure for a plan, but didn't actually put any planning things in it. I just know that the list is going to be very big, and I'm going to feel a bit under pressure. So it's there niggling a bit, and I think it really would be a very good idea to do an ideas or a kind of a dump of things I need to do in categories. There's a little space on my floor in my bedroom where I'm beginning to gather things that I want to take with me. And I've drawn up a sort of plan of a room plan of my house and of garden, so that I can note down the things that my house sitter may need to know. So there are a couple of things that I've started doing like that for this end. But really, really, I need to be much more organised than this. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you're going to be able to engage with whatever is most important to you, that you can think about it, dream about it, identify it. Sometimes that is really the hardest thing, is identify what's most important to you. What's most important to you right now? It doesn't have to be something that's most important to you all the time or forever. It can be a short most important thing. It can be most important thing for a few hours, not even that. So just something that's important to you. I'm at a bit of a point of where I'm not stuck exactly, but I'm not quite in the right place with my writing, even though I'm in the middle of this course. It has been opening up things for me rather than providing me with solutions. And that may be a good thing. That may be a good thing, but at the moment it feels a bit unnerving to not have any envisioned conclusion to what I am doing, and perceiving even more options of how to approach it. So I will need to sit with it for a while, and it's quite difficult to sit with things at the moment with the other everything else that has been going on. Never mind. Just keep going. I just need to keep going, and maybe like you, it's maybe I need to spend some time just sitting with it and not doing it. And maybe that's something I can do when I'm traveling, given that some of my traveling will be not traveling, will be staying in one place and contemplating my work. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again very soon.